With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. More questions swirling around global energy prices today as Israel and Iran continue to exchange airstrikes.
The fighting has been disrupting oil shipping through the Strait of Hormuz and pushing global energy prices higher. Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi told MS Now on Saturday that the strategic strait was open to some.
It is only closed to the tankers and ships belong to our enemies, to those who are attacking us and their allies.
President Donald Trump says he's asked several countries to send warships to protect the strait, but none have committed so far. I'm Karen Shamas.
The White House says the president is right in asking other countries to help police the Strait of Hormuz.
Because these other countries are benefiting greatly from the United States military taking out the threat of Iran.
To White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt. President Trump today announced that White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles was diagnosed with early stage breast cancer.
She's going to take care of it immediately as opposed to waiting. She said, let's do it now. I said, do it immediately, because with that particular ailment, the faster the better.
The president described Wiles as one of the strongest people he knows and one of his closest and most important advisors. The U.S. has won gold again and achieved yet another historic hockey feat in Italy. Here's Gethin Kulba.
3 weeks after the United States beat Canada in the Olympic hockey finals, the Americans overcame their neighbors again to win Paralympic gold and complete the sweep at Milan Cortina. Jack Wallace scored a hat trick to help the U.S. beat Canada 6-2 in Sunday's para ice hockey final and become the first nation to win all three of the hockey tournaments at the Olympics and Paralympics in the same year. I'm Gethin Kulba.
This is SRN News. Oregon's largest city goes all in for group marriage.
Portland has adopted an ordinance that adds polyamory to its non-discrimination law. Polyamory refers to so-called marriages involving three or more people. Oregon is a very liberal state and Portland is a very liberal city. Officials there claim there are more LGBT residents in Portland than in any other metropolis outside of San Francisco. Several other localities across the U.S. now legally recognize group marriage. Michael Harrington reported.
As the U.S. and Israeli offensive against Iran unfolds, some evangelical leaders in this country are speaking of the conflict in biblical terms, mapping end-time prophecies onto current events in the Middle East. In a recent sermon, Pastor John Hagee, founder of Christians United for Israel, described the war as part of a divine plan, adding, quote, prophetically, we are right on cue. There is a general hope amongst many Christians new leadership may arise in Iran. This is SRN News. The National Weather Service says more than 100 million people are experiencing some kind of severe weather. Forecaster Brian Hurley.
There are about 7.8 million people under a blizzard warning. We have another 217,000 under winter storm warnings. There's high wind warnings affecting 7 million people. There is a tornado watch affecting 5.5 million. Severe thunderstorm watch is affecting 6.5 million.
Rain continued falling on Sunday in Hawaii, Maui Mayor Richard Bisson.
We're seeing widespread impacts to roadways and infrastructure across Maui County. County teams are working around the clock with MEMA, the National Weather Service, and our state and community partners to respond to storm impacts and emergency situations.
Some areas of Maui received more than 20 inches of rain. Acres of farmland and homes were flooded. More on these stories at srnnews.com.